You're listening to SBS News.
The United States' top infectious disease expert warns the country could see what he calls a surge upon a surge in COVID-19 infections during and after the Christmas period. Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says cases are rising sharply after millions of Americans ignored health officials' advice to stay home for the Thanksgiving holiday. 4 million of the United States' 13.3 million infections were reported in November alone. Dr. Fauci has told NBC there cannot be a relaxation of restrictions until a significant part of the population is vaccinated, with a vaccine due in December.
We're going to be faced with another situation. We're going to have to make decisions as a nation, state, right, city, and family, that we're in a very difficult time, and we're going to have to do the kinds of restrictions of things we would like to have done, particularly in this holiday season, because we're entering into what's really a precarious situation because we're in the middle of a steep slope.
In England, debate has erupted within the government's ranks as the nation considers enacting a three-tiered system of coronavirus restrictions. Parliament is set to vote on the suite of measures, which would see tough rules take effect in some regions when England's hard lockdown ends on the 2nd of December. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says England risks a third wave of infections if it does not get the balance of measures right, urging rebelling Conservatives to support the plan. Mr. Raab has told Sky News the government is doing everything it can to avoid a third national lockdown, but has not ruled out the possibility.
The reality is we want to come out of national lockdown and stay out of it. There is hope, there is light at the end of the tunnel with the prospect, subject to regulatory approval, of the vaccine being ready to be in place and distributed by the spring, which will allow a real step change back to life resembling normal. The two things we need between now and then are this tiered approach so that we can target the virus where it's the most dangerous.
Places of worship in France will have their 30-person limit scrapped after the country's highest court ruled in favour of the Catholic Church. The State Council has given the French government 3 days to make the measure more proportionate to the risk of infection. Churches have been permitted to reopen alongside other places of worship, but argue the cap on visitors is too restrictive. Parisian parishioner Marie Beauvallon says it's important to allow worshippers to attend church.
This 30-people limit I find is a bit disappointing. We've been kept outside our church for a long time, and while we respect sanitary measures, we also need to welcome all our community that feels lonely without a church.
Thousands of protesters have marched through the streets of the Spanish capital, Madrid, rallying against cuts to the public health system. Doctors and nurses were among those dancing and banging drums, saying they are struggling to deal with the pandemic. Organisers have handed a manifesto to Madrid's regional authorities, calling for the privatisation of the health system be stopped. Marie Carmen Garcia, who has been a social worker for 15 years, says more funding is required, particularly in primary health care centres.
The most important thing for me is that the public health system is improved, with more professionals per inhabitant. They know this. This needs to happen in the primary health care centres. It's fundamental that this area is improved so that people don't have to go to hospital.
Iraq has partially reopened schools with new restrictions, allowing nearly 9 million pupils back into classrooms. Schools have been closed since February due to the pandemic. Social distancing and other measures must be followed, and all staff and students will be tested for coronavirus. One student's mother is relieved her children are able to return to school.
All the families are scared of the coronavirus pandemic, not only in Iraq, throughout the world. But by limiting the number, By respecting social distancing and other preventive measures, this hopefully represents a step forward. Because if elementary school students can't attend, what will they do?
And the World Health Organization has delivered vital medical aid to Gaza as hospitals are close to being overwhelmed amid a surge in infections. The 15 ventilators were donated by Kuwait, with more than half of Gaza's 150 ventilators reported to be currently in use. Gaza's health ministry spokesman, Abdallatif Al-Haj, says the devices will help provide better service, but are not enough, with hospitals also short on oxygen supplies. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.